Here's a sneak peek of our episode.
You want to find an apartment in Lisbon or in Portugal, this kind is your guide.
The amount of money that they asked for these places were like super crazy.
I was actually a little terrified of the whole situation, to be honest, because...
So imagine cooking and someone taking a shit there, you know, like it was crazy.
For my visa, I had to get a year contract.
Oh, really? The whole room was missing.
What? I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to a foreign country. I don't speak the language. I don't know anything. And I'm just like, I'm figuring it out.
I'm not an expert on this, but I think for this price, I can find something better.
I had only come to Lisbon once.
Can someone maybe do an apartment visit for me? I'll pay you.
You're totally trying to price gouge Americans right now. It's obvious.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing because I had to do that myself and I didn't know shit.
And we submitted it to them and they didn't like it. And they end up taking somebody else.
You're also like an easy target, you know? So
obviously I didn't have that because I knew no one here.
Yeah, and then bye-bye money. This is crazy.
I had no idea where I was moving.
He's now in jail, by the way, my old landlord. So,
okay. Can you take us through the whole process of searching for an apartment to actually signing the contract? Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love. Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Anna Sherina.
And I'm April Betts.
And this is From Lisbon with Love. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the process of, well, not moving here, but the process of finding our apartment here, because we made already like a super big episode about the process of moving here, what we needed in order to move here, and what we needed as like a EU and US citizen. That was episode 3. So if you're interested in that, you can still look it up. But today we're going to share the whole story about finding our place here.
Yeah, and what it's like to find an apartment here in Portugal. We are in Lisbon, of course, but I'm pretty sure it's pretty similar throughout all of Portugal. We're going to go into the details of it for those who are interested in wanting to know what it's like. So get first-hand account.
Yeah, and before we start, we want to thank our new Patreon members, Sherry and Richard, for signing up. Thank you so much, guys, for your support. And also, if you want to become a Patreon member, it helps us to keep going. So it's a great way to support us, but also you get a lot of bonus content and we share Lisbon tips and Q&As and much more. So if you're interested, you can find the link in the description. And yeah, what else? Are you ready?
I think that's it. I think we're good to go.
Let's dive into it, guys.
Let's do it.
Well, now you're in the hot seat.
Oh, okay.
Because first question is on me.
Okay.
So let's go. What did you think finding an apartment in Lisbon would be like? And how different was it in the reality?
Okay, what did I think? So I was actually a little terrified of the whole situation, to be honest, because prior to, I was on all the Facebook groups and like doing research and YouTube and all these things, just trying to figure out what was necessary to get an apartment. Mm-hmm. And then in Lisbon, well, in Portugal in general, I found out about the whole guarantor situation. I had never heard of that before, and apparently a guarantor is basically like a co-signer compared to the States. Mm-hmm. But everybody has to have it to get an apartment. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter like how much money you make or anything like that. You have to have a guarantor. And if you don't have a guarantor, so a guarantor is someone here in Portugal. It has to be, I think, a citizen.
I think it has to be a resident citizen. Yes. Yeah,
a citizen who basically co-signs and says that if you don't pay the rent, I'll pay the rent. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I didn't have that because I knew no one here to do that, to get an apartment. And most people coming from somewhere else don't have a guarantor. Mm-hmm. So I think what they've adopted because of so many foreigners coming in that you just have to pay extra rent. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of extra
deposits.
Bigger deposit.
Yeah.
So that's what I found out in regards to getting an apartment here. What else did...
Yeah, but in the process of looking for a place, were there any things that were unclear or...
So at first, I don't know how we're going to go through this, but I'm just going through the process in my head. At first, I started looking on my own. Mm-hmm. And I found out about Idealista, mm-hmm. if I'm saying that properly. And I was looking at properties there. I was also looking at these other sites that do like temporary housing. Mm-hmm. There was one called Smart-a-Home. I think it's an English site. And then there was another one called, it's been so long.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name. But there were two or three different temporary sites mm-hmm. that I was looking at properties too. But for my visa, I had to get a year contract.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had to
get a minimum year mm-hmm. contract. And then I couldn't do one of the temporary.
Exactly.
Before, like in 2022 and before, I think you could do like a temporary. You could actually do like an Airbnb reservation mm-hmm. that you had booked for a certain amount of time. I think like 3 or 4 months, but they changed the rules. And then now you had to have a full year leased in order to even be considered for the visa.
Yeah.
So it was very daunting. I was actually very, the whole process was terrifying because it's like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to a foreign country. I don't speak the language. I don't know anything. And I'm just like, I'm figuring it out.
Yes, you have to.
Yeah. So yeah, it was very daunting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. What about for you? Because it's different coming from the EU.
Yeah, it definitely makes it a lot easier. Mm-hmm. Also considering that, like, for example, I'm from the Netherlands, so it's like a 3-hour flight. Mm-hmm. So you could also like come here, stay in an Airbnb for a couple months and then do like the whole searching. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an option. But I remember when I decided to move to Lisbon, it was January 2024. And from that moment, I just started doing research, like on blogs, on YouTube, to find out kind of what the housing market in Lisbon was like. And I found out about a lot of scams and stuff. So that was kind of my biggest fear, mm-hmm. that I would get scammed. And also people offered places in Facebook groups, which is maybe a great option for like a temporary stay. But
you have to be worried about scams exactly. in those groups.
Yeah, especially on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And also the amount of money that they asked for these places were like super crazy. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of competition. So yeah, I later found out about other ways to find a place, like you said, Idealista. And I'm not saying that there you can't get scammed, because it can happen everywhere, on Facebook, on these websites.
Even on Idealista, you can get, yeah.
Yeah, because I think not everybody, but almost everybody can just list a place. So I found out about a couple of more websites. I think one of them was also remax.pt, Idealista, and I think some of the local realtors mm-hmm. in Lisbon, but we can also make like a list in the description with some links if we still remember where where we found everything, because it was like a whole search.
Yeah.
And I remember when I started looking, I was just kind of like seeing globally what was there, and I wasn't that specific. I was just like, okay, let's do a little investigation, see what it's like, see what the prices are, see which areas. And I didn't really, I think it took me months to,
Yeah, and when it comes to finding the right area, I had only come to Lisbon once. maybe one and a half times. But so I didn't really know the areas. The only area I knew was where I stayed, like my Airbnb. That was like in the center with like all the tourists.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't want to live there. So I literally was just studying the map of Lisbon. And then I would go on YouTube and I would like see like an area that was just like outside of the area. And then I would go on YouTube and see if anyone made any videos like the walking tours. I was obsessed with the walking tours on YouTube. So I literally looked at the walking tour of like all the different neighborhoods of Lisbon.
That's amazing.
So I was like, because I can't be there. And then I would find a listing and then I would go on Google and like do the Google Maps and I would look and see what it looks like, and I would turn and look at the street and try and get a feel of what it's like, because I wasn't here and I couldn't come here to look for a place. So I literally had to just like figure it out like that way.
That's actually a really smart thing to do. I mean, you gotta be creative if you can't be there, so I think that's really great. And also it's something that I did not on that extent, but I was also like searching for neighborhoods that I had not been before, because I visited Lisbon already 9 times, but still there were neighborhoods that I never visited, or maybe I did visit, but I never saw myself living there. So it was still like finding a way to find the right area and the right apartment.
Yeah, because I had no idea where to look. I didn't know what area would be a good area. I had no idea.
No, I can imagine.
I got really lucky though.
Yes, we both were, but we're going to dive into that later.
Yeah.
But to sum up this, to kind of summarize this question, what did you think finding an apartment would be like and how different was the reality? Well, I thought I would get scammed and I didn't. So
that's a good one. I was a little afraid of getting scammed when I was doing it by myself. But I eventually hired someone, so then that eased the pain of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, beforehand I was like trying to figure out how to do it without having to hire someone, but I was like, it's not a good idea. I'm too far away. I should just, you know, bite the bullet and figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's dive in the whole story time. Yeah,
okay.
So. Now that we almost did the whole story time in the first question. Yeah, there's more. Do you want to start? Or
no, how about you start? Can you take us through the whole process of searching for an apartment to actually signing the contract?
Yeah, I explained already a little bit like how I started with looking online at Idealista and other websites. And I think I did that for some months, not like super seriously, because my initial plan was to move in September or October 2024. And I started the whole research thing in January. So I had like a lot of time. So I wasn't feeling pressured to find anything. I was just like looking, seeing what I liked, what I didn't like. And then at some point I came in contact with like a realtor, and he said that if I had the chance to move before the summer or in the summer, that would be my best shot, because after summer there's more students coming to town, and then it can be more difficult to find a place. So I was like, oh my god, like I don't know if I'm like ready to do it in the summer or even before summer. But then I found a place that I was like, I mean, it wouldn't be my dream apartment, but it was good enough. It had like the right location. I think it didn't really have a balcony, which I really wanted to have. But I was like, okay, maybe for the first apartment, you shouldn't be that picky, because it's a big step. And it was all furnished. And I was like, okay, that's also really great, because then I still have some time to figure everything out and I can just go there and see. And well, of course, I couldn't do the whole visit because I wasn't in Lisbon. So then I asked a friend that I made like on my previous trips here to do the visit for me. So mm-hmm. that was really great. So I could just see it on FaceTime. And then, yeah, he showed me the whole apartment through FaceTime. And then I noticed that it was really weird because on the photos on Idealista, it showed like one kind of separate bedroom, mm-hmm. pretty big. And then when my friend was there and he showed it me on FaceTime, the whole room was missing.
What?
Exactly.
Oh my God. The pictures on some of these platforms, the way they take the pictures, it's so deceiving. Because mm-hmm. it's like, oh, you think it looks like something else. And then when you go in person, you're like, what the f-?
Yeah, but it was true that the whole bedroom was just removed because they made like some kind of like wall, or they closed it off. Or
so wait, they showed it to you before the wall was put up?
Yeah, exactly.
But they didn't show what it looked like now?
No, because the whole room was just like vanished, kind of. So I said also to my friend, like, hey, I'm going to show you, like, I'm going to send you the pictures of what I was thinking it would look like. And then maybe you can ask the guy, like, what's up with the mm-hmm. the whole bedroom? Because it was just
so what,
not
was
there.
The bedroom not there anymore?
Or? No.
So what did they do? I don't understand.
Yeah, me neither. But I think it was some kind of like apartment with like these kind of thin walls. And I think they kind of made like they kind of closed it off. And I think in the end, the guy said that the room is now used for storage for like the people that come there to clean the building or something. It's kind of like a storage space right now. So,
so
they
it
made
was
like
no longer a one bedroom, it was like a studio or
exactly
something?
But they asked the same price. It wasn't reduced or anything. So now the bed was kind of like in the living room next to the kitchen, which also was like super small. Mm-hmm. And no, I think they didn't have like cooking plate, or maybe a really small one, I don't remember, but it was like super, super small. And your bed was almost in the kitchen. And then after the kitchen was like the bathroom. So imagine cooking and someone taking a shit there, you know, like it was crazy. And also the bathroom was like in the back of the apartment with like no window, no ventilation whatsoever. So it felt a bit cramped and also a bit, I don't know, not really healthy to me. Mm-hmm. And they listed it for $1,280.
What?
But it was furnished. But it was all IKEA furniture, like yeah. 40 euro tables and whatever. Uh-huh. So I was like, well, I think, well, I'm not an expert on this, but I think for this price, I can find something yeah. better. So then,
was it in the neighborhood that you wanted, or was it somewhere completely?
Yeah, it was in the neighborhood where I wanted. It's okay. Actually around the corner here mm-hmm. where the bus mm-hmm. stops. So it was a really good location. And also it had like a lot of sunlight, and it was on the fourth floor, I think. Mm-hmm. So you had also like a nice view. So
it was just super cramped.
Yeah, the location was perfect, I would say. But then they didn't scam me, but it was like not as mm-hmm. the pictures. So that was my first online tour experience,
yeah,
kind
luckily
of.
You had someone here to
exactly.
look at it for you.
Yeah.
Because can you imagine if you were just like, okay, I like it, mm-hmm. and I'm going to do it. And then you get there and you're like,
I know.
Yeah.
So that was the first thing. And then I found another place, but of course I couldn't ask my friend all the time, like, hey, I found another place, because like you never knew. I didn't know how much time it will take me mm-hmm. to find the perfect place, so I wouldn't ask my friend all the time. So when I found the second place that I was interested in, that's actually what now is my apartment. Mm-hmm. And I found it also on Idealista, and I don't know, for some reason, I think I checked that apartment like over 10 times, because all the times when I saw it, I would click on it and then I was like, oh no, this is not for me because it's unfurnished. And then I would just leave the page. And then for some reason, it would always come back to me and I would always click on it. And I was like, oh, it looks so pretty. And then I was like, oh no, this is the unfurnished one. Like, leave it. And that happened like so many times. And in the end, I was like, well, maybe it is unfurnished, but at least it's renovated and it looks super clean. And there's like a window in the toilet, which is really great. And it has a balcony. Even I have three balconies now, so it's crazy. So I was like, well, maybe it's gonna be a bit crazy with like no furniture whatsoever, but maybe I should just give it a go. But then, of course, I couldn't be here to visit, and I just sent like a message to the realtor, and then he said, can you come tomorrow? And I was like, well, not really, but... And then I used a Facebook group. I think it was, I don't know if it was Dutch people in Portugal. No, I think it was just a random Portugal Facebook. And I was like, you know what? I have nothing to lose. Let me just make a post. Can someone maybe do an apartment visit for me? I'll pay you. You know?
Yeah.
Let's just try.
Yeah.
And then I got many comments of lovely Portuguese people that said that they could do it for me and that I didn't have to pay them. They were like so sweet, like typical Portuguese, like so sweet. And then there was also like a Dutch Portuguese guy. He commented in Dutch, but his name was Portuguese. And then he said that he could do it for me, which was really great because I could speak in Dutch with him.
Yeah.
So if there was like anything that I had a question about, anything that was unclear, I could talk in my own language. So that was amazing because, I mean, I probably could have done it in English, but then it was also kind of my first time renting like a whole apartment in a foreign country on my own. So I was like, okay, it's amazing that I can just speak with him and that he could translate if it was needed for the realtor. So he did the apartment visit for me and I just saw the place on FaceTime and that was crazy. And it was just like the pictures. Everything That's was really good and it was renovated and it was looking amazing and clean, and I just instantly fell in love with it. And yeah, that was how I found my my place. So yeah, thanks to the Dutch Portuguese guy who really helped me a lot also with like the whole process.
If you're still out there, thank you. You should like say thanks. Have you spoken to him since?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I stayed in touch with him like the months after, and he was very kind, and he also said like if there are still anything that you're not sure about, you can always contact me. And yeah, it was really really nice. So that was like a gift from heaven. I don't know, like, why it's so crazy that that happened to me, because it was just kind of, well, not the first place that I visited, it was the second place, but still, like, it was so easy now that I think of it. And I expected it to be so hard.
Well, they say when it like is like easy, it's like that's where you're supposed to go.
Yeah, I think so.
So it worked out.
Yeah, it was easier than finding a place in my own country. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
How it all worked out. But yeah, that was was my my story. How about you? Because you said that you started like on your own and then...
So yeah, I started on my own and I had a deadline because I had a visa appointment. I think my appointment was in August of 2024. And I had to have the apartment by then, lease signed and everything by that appointment. So I started looking prior to on my own, and then it was taking too much time and I wasn't finding anything. And it's not like I could have called some of the people and spoke to them because I didn't speak Portuguese. So eventually I was like, okay, I only have 30 days left. I think I only had 30 days left to figure it out. So then I was like, okay, I need to hire someone. And I think the Facebook group that I used to basically everything for my visa to get here, I think I went in that group and I searched agents for mm-hmm. apartments, and I looked through and I looked to see who like felt. I go by feeling. Mm-hmm. So I look at things and I'm like, what do I feel comfortable with? Mm-hmm. So this one I liked. Her website was in blue. Blue is my favorite color.
It's a sign.
And she was American and she spoke Portuguese. Oh, nice. So I was like, okay, this is perfect. So I emailed her and I asked her, okay, how does this work? What's the whole process? She was very like to the point. I actually emailed a couple of other people, but there was this one company I emailed and they were trying to charge like double what she was charging. I'm like, you're totally trying to price gouge Americans right now. It's obvious. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is what you're charging? I was like, no, I'm good. Cause like I found someone else who could do it cheaper.
Ah!
Yeah. And so I end up going with her mm-hmm. and basically she included her price included, helping me find the place, contacting with the landlord, getting all of my documents to them, mm-hmm. negotiating the contract. Once everything was all good, she turned on all the utilities.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing because I had to do that myself and I didn't know shit.
Yeah.
And I was here with 2 days without electricity.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
That's why I was like, you were telling me you're paying cash for your utilities. I was like, I just do everything online. But I didn't even know you could do that, but that was last episode. But
yeah, it's because I still don't have a Portuguese bank account.
That's why.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I had to have that in order to get my visa.
I should have it because it makes it easier, but I'm lazy. Well, go on.
So she basically did everything for me. It was so easy and it was so quick. She was like on point with everything. So basically I found the apartment. I would go on Idealista and I would look and see what I liked. I'm such a decisive person. Like mm-hmm. when I see something and I know what I want, I'm like, boom, let's go. Yeah. So literally I sent her this apartment. And I said, I looked at what, because she went to go look at it. Mm-hmm. And she videotaped everything. And I was like, okay, I'm good. She's like, what?
Ah,
I'm like, yeah, I'll take it.
Was it the first
it
one?
It was the first one.
Oh, my God.
Because I just know. I just know. Like, I'm like, I'm good. I'm happy with it. Because I had already been looking for months on my own.
Yeah.
So I saw what was out there. And I saw this. And I was like, perfect. Good price. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And I like the location because one of my things was I wanted to make sure I could find a place where I could take Bella because mm-hmm. I wanted to be near a park and I also wanted to be on a quiet street.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Bella is her dog.
Yes.
For those who don't know, those who are new.
She's my child.
Yeah. Dog child.
Yes. So, it was literally like, a couple days after we started working together, I found the place.
Whoa.
I said yes. And that's when I found out about the whole like extra rents and things like that. And I was like, okay, I'm fine with paying the extra rent, but they wanted
extra rents? What do you mean?
So they wanted two.
Oh, the deposits.
Two rents and two deposits.
Yes.
And like in the States, it's like, okay, you pay first month, last month, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe a security deposit. But I was like, okay, I'll pay the four, but can I make the three of the payments be like the rent and then one be the deposit?
Mm-hmm.
And then we submitted it to them and they didn't like it.
Oh, shit.
So, and they end up taking somebody else. And this place was actually not furnished.
Ah.
But I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So they said no, but then she ended up finding another place. And I was like, oh, this is really nice. I was like, I like it. And I was like, okay, let's do it. Because
mm-hmm.
I didn't really have much time.
Exactly. You were also running out of time.
So I had to find a place. I had to get a lease. It had to be at least a year. So there were actually two more apartments that I liked. But the one that I'm in now, I liked more.
Okay.
And so we were actually in negotiations with these two apartments. And then the other apartment, they wanted me to sign like a 5-year lease or three or 5-year
wow.
lease. Yeah. And this one only wanted me to sign a 1-year lease.
Mm-hmm.
And this one came furnished.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, and then the landlord, she was like very nice, very cool, and I just got a good vibe. Yeah. So yeah, so I ended up signing with them. Literally got it done right before I had to go to my interview. So I'm like signing the contract, making sure I'm getting everything like sent over. I'm making copies, mm-hmm. like literally right before I go to the office. Yeah, so it was a bit intense, but yeah, it worked out. So I can leave her details in the description because she's amazing. She was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. She did really a good job.
Yeah, and I didn't have to do any of the utilities, which was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Girl.
Yeah. I know. It was, yeah. It ended up being very easy in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. And I think also if you're not from the States, there are probably like a lot of agencies that can help you mm-hmm. find a place no matter where you're from. Mm-hmm. I just never thought of it. And also I was afraid that I would get scammed by an agency. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, let me just try it myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually didn't. I wasn't thinking of getting scammed by an agency. I think because of that group that I was in,
mm-hmm.
there were so many people had already like used.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the services. So yeah. I was like, okay, I feel fine.
Mm-hmm.
But like coming, like being in America, like I was so far away.
Yeah.
Like I really didn't have an option to.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could have done it the way you did it, but I don't think I had enough time to try and do it the way you did it.
Well, it could have worked out, but also I feel like because you were so far away and everything that you needed to arrange to come here, you're mm-hmm. also like an easy target, you know, so
yeah
it's better the way you did it to be like
safer. But I'm glad I did because she was amazing and it made everything super smooth.
Yeah, exactly. So it was worth it.
It was worth it. It was definitely worth it. Yeah,
I love it. Yeah.
Okay, well, okay, so you got your place.
Mm-hmm.
Once you agreed on everything, what documents did you have to show? And what was that whole process like on your end?
Let me think. Because I think we spoke about this a little bit. Well, not a little bit. We spoke about this a lot already in episode 3 about the NIF number, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that not what you were talking about? Because that was like after, right?
Well, once you found your apartment, you were speaking to the landlord.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he tell you you needed to provide in order to get the apartment?
I think I needed to show a document of my salary kind mm-hmm. of thing. Well, I don't really have a salary because I have my own business. So I just sent like a screenshot of my bank account, basically mm-hmm. my savings, and just some kind of proof of income, although it varies every month, but I had at that time I had some kind of stable freelance income, so I just sent that over. And other than that, just a
did you button. how many rents did you have to pay?
You mean
to get the place, like did mm-hmm. you have to pay like 2 rents, 1 rent, how many deposits, one, like
I think I had to do 3 times the rent as a deposit because I also didn't have like a Portuguese guarantor, and luckily they were okay with me not having it.
Yeah, some places are not okay
exactly.
with it.
Because I could provide like 3 times the rent as a deposit. And also I had to pay like 1 month rent in advance, but that was a bit shitty because I couldn't move until like the half of that month. So I paid like that 2 weeks were like,
oh, I paid 2 months before I came.
Why though?
Because I had to have the apartment in August. No, my lease started in September and I didn't move here till November.
But you couldn't, or?
I had to pay in order to get the apartment. I had to pay the first 2 rent payments, and then I had to pay 2 deposits.
But I
so
mean,
basically total of 4 rent payments.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the same for me. It was 3 deposits and 1 rent. But then, I mean, you started paying from September, right? Mm-hmm. But you couldn't move in September already? Mm-mm. Because of your work or?
Yeah, I wasn't ready to move in September.
Yeah.
So I had to get everything situated. And I was actually just going to wait to see if I got approved or not first. And they said that would take 3 months. So I already knew that I was going to have to be paying for an apartment that I wouldn't be in.
What do you mean it would take 3 months? What?
To get approved.
For the visa?
For the visa.
And when was your visa appointment? Was it also in...
It was the end of August.
Oh, okay. So it was before kind of you
signed
for
I was expecting to get word in November. So that's why I was like, okay. Because I, for, at first, I was like, I'm not going to come out here if I don't get approved. Yeah. Even though I had to go through this whole process.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, if I didn't get approved, I would basically just lose out on all of that money. If that was the case, I would have probably just come out here for 3 months and then left.
But then you signed like a year contract, right?
Yeah, but they knew it was in the clause, so I actually had to get a lawyer as well before I signed the contract to make sure that everything was in place. It was a clause in there basically saying that if I don't get approved for the visa, I can be out of the contract.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, makes sense.
I can't live here.
Yeah, of course.
Because technically, without a visa, I can only stay for 3 months.
Exactly. Yeah, but I think that's really something important for people to be aware of.
Yeah.
When you're definitely from the US or anywhere else.
Coming from the US, yeah. Definitely get a lawyer. It actually wasn't that expensive.
Okay.
They basically just looked over your lease agreement and make sure that you aren't being taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. And then it was in English and it was also in Portuguese, side by side.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because I had to translate my whole document myself. just to be sure what it said. I also sent it over to the Dutch Portuguese guy that helped me find my place. So he checked it for me. I didn't have a lawyer, but that was also a bit of a tricky game.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that worked out. But yeah. How did you find the lawyer? You've also found it online?
It was through my agent that I...
Oh, okay.
She suggested that everyone get a lawyer. Mm. And she already had someone.
Oh.
So she just said... here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. I had already had a lawyer for something else. So if she didn't have one, I knew who to contact.
Mm-hmm.
Just going through the whole process of getting the visa, you gotta have some lawyers somewhere to figure it all out, to do all the process and everything. But yeah, so I basically paid for an apartment that I couldn't be in. Yeah.
Yeah. It's part of the process, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So you just basically had to give the four rents and then just show documents.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I think that was it. Because you didn't... Did we need the NIF to sign for the apartment? Because
yes.
Was it?
Well, I had already had to have all of that anyway.
Because so. I think I got the NIF... on my Dutch address.
Well, didn't you need it to sign your contract? Didn't you need a NIF?
I needed the NIF to sign the contract. But with signing the NIF, I didn't have my contract yet. So I didn't have my address here. So the NIF is like connected to my old Dutch address. That was how it went.
Okay.
Because that was the first thing I did. Like I came here... I stayed 2 days in an Airbnb. I think the first day I went to the finances, that's like the financial office kind of thing where you can get your NIF. And then I just got the NIF with my Dutch address, and then I went to the realtor to sign a contract with my NIF. That was how it went, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then when you paid, did you like wire transfer your money or did you give them a check or how did you pay your landlord?
What do you mean how?
How did you pay him? Did you pay him in cash?
No.
Did you pay him through a check? Did you just transfer?
Yeah, just transfer.
So wire transfer.
I don't know what that means, but I don't know What is different than just a transfer?
A transfer. So you transferred the money into their account.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think I did, like, I also had to make kind of like a reservation. So it was before, like, signing, because I also said I wanted to sign in person and they were okay with that. But I had to make like a reservation. I think I paid like one rent just to make a reservation.
Hmm? What do you mean a reservation?
So that I wouldn't fuck them over and they wouldn't fuck up me, basically. Because they wanted to be sure that I was showing up and sign, because I wanted to do that in person. So I kind of made like a reservation for the place.
Oh, you're saying that you reserved the apartment. So you made like a deposit to show that you were coming?
Yeah, but I think that was just one rent. That wasn't like the whole...
Oh, you didn't pay the whole thing. You just paid like a... Okay, I got it. Yeah. Just to show true faith that you were going to get the apartment.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah.
So basically to hold the apartment so that they don't give it to someone else.
Yeah, because okay. I needed the NIF to sign.
And you didn't have it.
I didn't have it. Gotcha. And I wasn't here. And they also knew that I would go there with the NIF and everything, and that I still had to organize it. So they knew and they were okay with it, as long as I did like the reservation, which makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, of course.
Even if you buy something on like a secondhand place, sometimes they ask like half. If I buy like when I bought like a guinea pig, I also needed to make like a reservation, a half of the amount of money. Is pretty normal, okay. I would say, okay. For online payments, so that wasn't shady for me.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe for some people it's weird. I don't know. But no, for
no,
me,
no.
It's
no. That makes fine. Sense for right? Getting the apartment to mm-hmm. hold it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And how was it for you? I think we spoke a little bit about it in episode 3. You needed a lot to send, like, for the documents to get approved, right?
Yeah, basically, they just wanted, like, my financials. And then I had to send the NIF. And I think that was pretty much it. I think I just gave them a bunch of stuff. So, mm-hmm. And then when they approved me, I just basically transferred the money into the landlord's account through mm-hmm. their IBAN.
Yeah, me too.
Thing.
Yeah.
I've never used an IBAN before.
Yeah, that's European, I think.
Yeah,
because for me it was just the same as I would transfer money to like a Dutch account, as for like a Portuguese account, so it just takes like 1 day to transfer. It's yeah. not like at the same minute. Mm-hmm. It takes a day, but
yeah, it so works basically the same. Yeah, so basically I just did, I actually used Wise to do it, and I just transferred into her account, and we had signed the contract. We signed the contract, and then I transferred the money, I believe. I think, I don't know. It was some kind of, I don't remember specifically. Right? But that all occurred in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Also, now that we're talking about it, I'm like, what was the order? You yeah. know, what exactly happened? Because I said that I had to pay like a deposit, 3 times the rent. But I also made a reservation. That was one rent. So I think my reservation was already my first rent, you know? Mm. And then I paid the deposit later.
Oh, another thing here in Portugal, I don't know if it's Europe in general, but you have to pay a month ahead.
Yeah.
That's not, we don't do that in the States. So, huh? So if you're, let's say I need to pay... Okay, so when February comes, you would have already paid February and January.
Yeah, like
so
the last day.
In February, you pay March.
Yes, exactly.
We don't do that in the States. So in February, you pay for February.
But then you pay in the end of the month?
No, you pay at the beginning, on the 1st.
Ah.
And here you have, is it 15 business days? 10 or 15 business days to pay your rent for, because you're already ahead. So like technically for to pay February's rent, you would have to pay it by January, like
on the last day.
On the last day?
Yeah.
On the last day of January?
Well, in the last week, but I think last day works too, right? I mean...
So, because I was... Okay, because I'm coming to a new place, and according to the contract that I signed, you have to pay... It said, I think, 10 to 15 business days, or 5 to 10 business days after the first of the month.
Huh?
That you have to pay for the following month.
Are you sure?
So how do you do it?
I just transfer my...
So for February, did you already pay February, or do you pay February at the end of this month?
I pay it in the end of the month. I'll do it probably on the last day, and then he gets it like the first day of February. That's pretty normal. Isn't your contract saying that you should pay like on the first, and then you have like 5 to 10 business days, and if you cross that, you're too late?
I read it like you have to pay like a month in advance.
But if you pay like on the last day of January, you still pay in advance.
But then technically, according to my contract, I think I'm late to pay for February. Because technically, I have to pay February by like the middle of the January.
Well, I can't imagine paying 2 weeks like before, because we're in Portugal and everything is like on the Portuguese clock. So it couldn't be earlier. You should ask your landlords. Because I can't imagine.
Because I knew, so I remember seeing someone else on YouTube. Their landlord had messaged them and say, "Hey, you haven't paid." Like, let's say this is January, and let's say, "Hey, you haven't paid for February yet." And she's like, "It's not February yet." Mm-hmm. And he's like, "No, you have to pay a month in advance."
I never heard that.
And she's like, "Oh." And then, according to my contract, unless I read it wrong, I thought I had to pay like a month in advance for the...
So you already paid for February?
Yeah.
When did you transfer it? It's now the 14th.
I do it at the beginning of January. So it's like, for me, I'm ahead. So in the sense of like...
Okay.
Like in January, I pay for February.
Ah.
And in February, I pay for March.
Okay.
But I'm now realizing, am I doing this wrong?
I don't know. You can ask your landlord.
Well, they obviously haven't said anything.
Yeah, of course.
I'm ahead.
But you can say, like, if you read it wrong, or if you're like, you can just say that you're not sure about it.
So,
you know?
What did your landlord tell you when you have to pay by?
It's just transfer on the last day of the month. And then he gets it on the first. Because it takes like 1 day with my paying it for my Dutch account. So it takes like 1 day. So I pay mostly like on the 30 or 31st.
For the following month.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Hmm. Well, something to figure out.
Yeah.
Every day you learn.
Seriously.
Especially by talking about it. Because this is not something we would discuss like on a... random day.
Okay,
well,
good to know.
Yeah. Oh, I like that one. What mistakes did you make during the process that you wish someone had warned you about?
What we just talked about just now. No.
About the paying. Did you pay like too early?
I'm paying too early.
But that's not a mistake. It's just weird. Shouldn't be necessary.
Yeah, I need to figure that out. Luckily, because I hired someone, mm-hmm. I didn't have very many mistakes at all. I think if I hadn't hired someone, I think I probably would have run into a lot of mistakes and a lot of more... It would have been a lot more stressful.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like your peace is more important than money
mm-hmm.
in certain situations. And in that situation, my peace was more important.
Yeah.
So
I can imagine. And also it's a big thing, like,
yeah,
moving overseas for you. So it's like, you don't want to make mistakes. It's not, I mean, mm-hmm, it can be even more expensive than hire someone. So,
mm-hmm, yeah. And then also too, like, what if I tried to do it by myself, could I have gotten scammed? And then I would have lost that money. Like, yeah, cause exactly. I've seen people who have gotten scammed, especially on Facebook with all those different groups, and they put up apartments that aren't even for rent, and mm-hmm, they're like, oh, you just have to pay a deposit.
Yeah, and then bye-bye money.
Yeah, so what about for you? Were there some mistakes? You got really lucky too, like, with, yeah, your whole situation.
Yeah, I think there were no mistakes. Yeah. Like, I had only like two kind of FaceTime visits, mm-hmm, and everything worked out really well. Yeah. There were no...
It's because we're supposed to be here, guys.
It's in our...
We are aligned.
In our astro-cartography map.
Our lines run through Portugal, so if you watched our previous episode, you will know what we're talking about.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't have any things that I could have done differently, or that I would have, because...
Yeah,
it all worked out.
It all worked out. I mean, we're telling you how we did it and how it worked out for us. So, like, you can try and do it on your own, and hopefully if you're aligned with it, it'll work out like it did for Anna, and or you can pay for the service and be more at ease and at peace knowing that everything will be fine. So, mm-hmm, it just depends on what you want.
Yeah, there's multiple ways to do it, and I think the best way that I would have preferred, if it was the option, would be like visit the places myself.
Yeah,
be here, you know. And
yeah,
but
me, yeah, definitely, because I'm such an energy type of person. Exactly. I have to feel it. Like, I know when I go somewhere, I just know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
that's why I was like all on Google Maps.
I know.
And YouTube, like, on the walking tours, I was like, I can get a feel a little bit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, I love those walking tour guys.
Yeah, I can imagine. So that's also a great way to do some research.
Yeah, it's a great way to also, if you're just visiting a place and you want to get a feel of what the place is, mm-hmm, like, just do the tours.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah,
but I think for us not being able to do the visits in person, I think we, mm-hmm, were like especially really lucky. Like, really, because we hadn't seen the place and we signed it. I had
no idea where I was moving. I saw it on a map, but I had no idea. It was like literally a surprise, like, hello.
Exactly. Yeah, that's crazy.
I just moved across the world and I have no idea where I'm moving to. So yeah, that was a little scary, but it all worked out.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ooh, what ended up mattering less than you thought, and what mattered way more?
Ooh, I think we're talking about the apartment, right? Like,
yeah,
what mattered?
The whole process. Mm. Yeah, the apartment. Like, in getting an apartment.
Yeah.
Is there certain things that you wanted that you didn't get, or you didn't get and wanted?
I think for me, what was like high on my list as a Dutchie was like a balcony. Because I just love the sun, and I just wanted to have like a place where I could be like a little private, mm-hmm, to tan, to read, to have breakfast and whatever. But like after searching for apartments, it wasn't that high on my list anymore, because I was like, maybe this is like too much to ask, mm-hmm, you know, because a lot of apartments in Lisbon, although the weather is great, most of the time they don't have balconies. So I was like, okay, I'm not sure.
They have the Juliet balconies.
Yeah, like the little one where you can't really sit. You can only stand.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to have like a balcony where I could put like a little table, a chair, maybe like a little, how do you call it? Like a lounge chair or something. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't find that like on the first apartments that I was interested in. So I was like, okay, maybe it's not meant to be. But then in the end, I got an apartment with three balconies.
You got exactly what you wanted and more.
I know. What I also would have preferred was to live on kind of like a quiet street. Well, that didn't happen. And that's also something that I wasn't aware of. If I remember on the first days that I had to sleep here, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not sure if I can do this. Mm-hmm. So that was an adjustment for me. And what mattered the most for me was like the area. And I knew in what area I wanted to live, because I think 2 months before finding this apartment, I visited Lisbon like specifically to look for areas where I wanted to live, because I stayed a lot in Airbnbs in different areas, but I never saw myself really, really living there for like a longer time, like let's say half a year or longer. Mm-hmm. So that was also like a good thing to do, mm-hmm. because it worked out and I found a place in the area that I want to live in. It's like literally like right in it. It's like, so that made the process of finding the apartment easier also, because I was mm-hmm. like looking for a specific area. So it was like everything around there I didn't even look to. Mm. So I could filter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how was it for you? Because I mean, your place is furnished, but was that like high on your list or...
It was and it wasn't. Like, I was willing to not get a place that was furnished if it was like in the right location mm-hmm. and like had everything that I wanted. The only particular thing that I wanted was I want it to be on a quiet street
mm-hmm.
and I want it to be, I had like three neighborhoods that I want it to be in from what research that I had done that I thought was good, and I want it to be someplace where I could easily take Bella to go mm-hmm. to the bathroom, like a little park or something that was nearby. So that those were the major three things that I wanted. In regards to the apartment, like, I didn't care if it was big, I didn't care if it was small.
Mm-hmm.
I did want a regular size refrigerator. I didn't want like a mini, like just a half one,
the Dutch refrigerator.
I wanted a full refrigerator. That was one of the things that mm-hmm. I wanted. Oh, and I did want a washer, because
a washing machine. Oh yeah.
Because I didn't want to have to look for a laundromat mm-hmm. to have to go do my laundry. So that was another thing that I wanted for sure. So the places that I found, they had all of those things. And it was so interesting. Once I moved here, I realized that the first apartment that I wanted was literally across the street from where I am now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I was like, this looks familiar. Because I Googled the street and I was mm-hmm. like, wait a minute, I remember seeing that when I was Googling. And I was like, oh my God, there's the apartment.
Wow.
So I literally...
It's really close.
Really close, because I like the area.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah. I feel like I got everything that I wanted. Mm-hmm. Oh, I always wanted to live in an older building, like, because I mm-hmm. love Europe. And the reason I love Europe so much is like the old, mm-hmm. the oldness. Because everything in America is new.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like so much history here. So I wanted to be in one of the older buildings, and I wanted to have a Juliet balcony. But I was okay if I didn't get the Juliet balcony.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one of the things that I wanted. And I got it.
Yes.
So. But it wasn't necessary, but it's cool.
It's cute, right? It adds to the vibe.
It totally does.
I also really like the older buildings.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't sure if I wanted to live there, because I stayed in so many like old Airbnbs mm-hmm. in the city, and there was like a lot of noise. You could hear like your neighbors walking up the stairs and stuff, and I was like, I'm not sure if I can handle that.
Yeah.
But I totally get the vibe, and I get why chose it.
Yeah, because I like different.
Mm-hmm.
I love different. So anything different, I'm like, ooh, because I think it's like so interesting, and it's like I can learn, and I'm like,
oh,
what is that? I'm like so curious.
And I lived in old buildings like all my life. This is like my first new place, so
okay,
I was like, okay, it's time for an upgrade, because also in the winter I struggled with like the cold, and you know, I just wanted to have like a good insulated place. So especially
even in the Netherlands, that it's not insulated. Are you serious?
It's very bad. Yeah, because I lived in like a old house, and when there was a little bit of wind, you would see my curtains like moving. And if it is like winter, it's not funny. Because my floor wasn't insulated, and I lived on the ground floor. Yeah. So it was literally just like cold, like coming up from the from under the floor because of this, all these little, yeah, how do you call it, like the
cracks and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it would just come through it. So you can have like a amazing working heater, but it's not gonna
it's gonna cost you.
Also, yeah.
Like they can't get some like caulk and caulk up the spaces that are.
Well, they probably could have, but I had like a shitty landlord. Mm-hmm. He's now in jail, by the way. My old landlord, so okay. My Dutch landlord. So that says a lot.
So we basically both ended up with what we wanted.
Yeah. About what mattered most.
Yeah, what mattered the most is what we end up getting.
Yeah. Yeah, and I also think in the process, maybe you can change your mind, and that's okay. Like, I also changed my mind about that I wanted to have, like, a furnished place. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, maybe, I mean, it's not easy to have an unfurnished place because I did have my kitchen installed, but I didn't have, like, a washing machine. Mm-hmm. Didn't have shit, so
yeah. And in regards to that, the first apartment that I applied for, it was unfurnished. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I literally went on IKEA, mm-hmm, and I literally went through all of IKEA and ordered everything that I would need for the house.
Smart.
I went through the whole thing and I had the whole thing set up, and literally I was just gonna, you know, buy it and then have it delivered the day that I showed up so that I would at least have all the stuff. Because I figured what they charge for your for it being furnished, because in my contract is an extra fee, basically, is like you could literally buy everything from IKEA for the same price for the whole year. So
yes,
it's the same thing.
That's also what I thought, because in the beginning I was only looking at furnished places, but those were so much more expensive, and then the furniture wasn't even like nice. It was just IKEA stuff.
Yeah.
And then you still pay for it monthly.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So yeah, there's many different ways, but we got lucky and we got everything that we wanted.
Yeah, we did. So,
yeah.
Alrighty, last but not least, I think it's your turn, right?
Is it? Oh, okay. Well, what advice did you have for anyone who wants to start apartment hunting in Lisbon? What can you give the people?
I would say if you have the chance, do like a physical visit. Be here to find places, of course, and also to not get scammed, don't use Facebook. Use like more official places like Idealista or Remax. And other than that, what is really great, what I discovered, is just go to like local realtors in the area that you want to live in. Because if I ever want to move out of this place, or if I have to move out, I'm sure I'm just going down there and ask, hey, do you have any more places? Because I have like a really great experience with them already. And also if I want to stay in the same area, I'm sure I could just go there and find a place through the same realtor. I think that's also a really great way. So yeah, just go to the local realtors in the area that you want to live in. That's my advice. Yeah. How about you?
For me, if you're coming from another country, I would suggest hiring someone. Mm-hmm. If you can't come here for the visits, even if you do come here to visit the place, there's so many things that has to be done. And sometimes people aren't available. And let's say you're only here for a week or two, and then you aren't able to end up seeing the place or seeing the places that you want. So, and then the cost of buying a ticket to come here to look at places, you might as well just hire someone. Mm-hmm. If you are here, then I actually don't even know what the process is like when you're actually here to find a place. So that's something that maybe I will learn at some point if I decide to move. But
yeah, you would do it yourself now, right?
Yeah.
I think you could just like arrange visits.
Yeah.
On the platform. Because
I heard a lot of the Portuguese people prefer to talk on the phone, like calling them to set up views and things like that. But yeah, I heard that they don't really respond to the emails as much from Idealista and things like that. They prefer phone.
I think it really depends. Yeah, because if they are like, if the apartment is from like a realtor agency or something, I think they would respond on the email. But if it's like someone,
some random person.
Yeah, exactly. Then I think it's always the best shot to just call and see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? I mean, yeah. If you want to have it, you better be quick.
Yeah. I don't know what it's like now, if it's like still difficult to find a place here, like if they go like really fast or not, or if it's slowed down. I actually don't know. But when I was looking, they were kind of going pretty fast.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think it will stay like that, because in every city, I feel like everything moves like so fast. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of people looking for places. And I also feel like they are building more now. Like I see it yeah. happening all the time. There's construction work every day.
Yeah.
So I think that's really good. And they're also renovating places. But there's still like way to go, because there's still so many like empty buildings in Lisbon.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well,
it's a process. It can be a good process. It could be a bad process.
Draining.
It can. But luckily, if you put yourself in the right position, it could be very easy and rewarding,
mm-hmm.
if like it was yeah. for us.
If the universe is with you.
Yes, if the universe is with you. Make sure the universe is with you, guys.
2026.
Oh my gosh. Well, there you go, guys. If you want to find an apartment in Lisbon or in Portugal,
this is your guide.
This is your guide.
Yes.
On how we did it.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's many, many ways of other people and how they did it, but this is how we did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how it all worked out and how kind of easy it was, I would say. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
That's.
It was like, before I got into the process, I was scared and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm like looking and trying to do it on my own. And I'm like, ah. Yeah. And then I hired someone and it was like, ah.
I know.
Okay, perfect. Got an apartment in like yes. 3 days. Perfect. Boom.
It's crazy.
I know. Yeah,
and I also feel like a lot of stories about apartment hunting in Lisbon are like so negative. Yeah. So I think also yeah. this is kind of our way to contribute in like, a positive way. Because yeah
that's another reason I was like scared too, because I've heard all the horror yes, stories.
Me too. I was prepared for like the worst. Yeah.
Oh, Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Don't trust Facebook, guys.
Sometimes you can. Yeah, it just course. depends.
I mean, I found like the person yeah. that did my apartment visit through Facebook, so
yeah I yeah. got my visa through Facebook, so
But be careful with like apartments on Facebook though. That's yes. another
yeah,
thing.
Just be very, very careful.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, this is our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Remember, you can sign up on our Patreon, become one of our members for some extra bonus material. And you get to support us as well.
Yes.
And, you know, follow us on all social media platforms, of course, because you want to show your support.
Thanks in advance.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, this is all we have for you today, and we will see you guys in the next one. And this is from Lisbon
with love. Bye,
guys.
Ciao. Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.